Hey, Daddy. You didn't wake me up last night when you got home. I stayed up all night waiting for you, and you didn't even wake me up to kiss me goodnight. You didn't even kiss me goodbye this morning either. Why would you do that? Daddy, you know I need my daily dose of your cock. Do you know how aroused and pent up I was all day thinking about when you got home and how you were gonna fuck me till I couldn't see straight? I held up my end of the bargain, and I didn't touch myself like I promised. Yeah, but you wouldn't know that, would you? But I was a naughty little girl last night, Daddy. Yep, I sneaked into the toy drawer without your permission. Yes, I fucking did. I took what I needed and I fucked myself right next to you. You must have been really tired though, because my whimpers didn't even wake you. But I didn't care then. I fucked myself the entire night. Between being mad at you and being so horny, I was already wet and aching. I just took that dildo and I slid it right inside my tight little cunt. That's how wet I was, Daddy. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Maybe you've got some competition. Yeah, I started a little slow at first, because my pussy was making so many wet noises. I didn't know if I would wake you. And even though I said I didn't care, I didn't want you to wake up and be mad. But then I realized how strong we were sleeping, and boy did I enjoy myself. So amazing. Yeah, I kept hitting all the right spots inside my tight little pussy. Sliding it in and out. So deep and so slow. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I just kept coming all over it, Daddy. And then I started using the vibrator you know I love so much, and oh my god, Daddy, I thought I was gonna scream out. I was a little shaking mess. And that's how I spent the night, fucking myself on toys I'm not allowed to touch without your permission. And to top it all off, Daddy, when I finished, I fingered myself. And I took those same fingers and I rubbed them on your lips. What I love the most is that you tasted it and you moaned my name. Even sleeping, you recognize your little girl's taste. Anyway, I cleaned up and tidied the drawer so you'd never know. But I'm feeling naughty again. And I wanted to push your buttons. I wanted to let the animal in you come out. And I know you don't like it when I break the rules. So, what are you gonna do about your disobedient little girl, Daddy?